This is Day to Day. Back in the studio on Monday and at the office, we note, because we're about to speak with USA Today reporter Kathy Kiley, whose front page story this morning finds members of the U.S. House of Representatives spending less and less time actually in Washington at work in session at the Capitol. Kathy Kiley, you report that Congress is taking a week off for St. Patrick's Day?
Yes, both the House and Senate are now in what they're calling, in Congress speak, it's the St. Patrick's Day district work period. I would joke that most Americans need a day to get over their hangovers, but Congress is taking a week.
Now, you have actually gone back and looked at sort of House in session figures, and you say the members of the House, the Senate is working a little bit more, but members of the House are spending less time in session than they did in 1948 when President Truman ran on the Do Nothing Congress platform, saying that
Yes. The
Republicans who controlled Congress then were doing nothing.
Well, if they stick to their current schedule, they will spend fewer days in session than that Congress did. They've been here remarkably little so far this year. In fact, during the first 2 months of the year, they were here a total of 46 hours and 59 minutes, according to the resume of congressional activity in the congressional record.
46 hours over 2 months?
Yes.
What accounts for this work pace?
Some people will say that it's because of the pressure of the nonstop campaigns that members need to get out of town more. This is an election year. They need to spend more time both pressing the flesh and raising dollars. Other people think that it's just a hostility to Washington, that over the years it's become so fashionable to put down Washington and to market yourself as an outsider if you're a politician, that you want to spend as little time here as possible.
Is there a change in the environment in Washington as a result?
Well, I think the concern that I'm hearing from lawmakers who talk about this is that it's not so much the weeks they're taking off. It's the fact that when they are here, their work weeks are so abbreviated. Most members of the Senate don't come in until late in the day on Monday or possibly Tuesday. In the House, the Tuesday votes are rolled till 6:30 at night, and so members don't really arrive in town until Tuesday evening, and then they're gone on Thursday. What that means is that the work that's done in committees, which is where the real nitty-gritty work of Congress is done, where they hear testimony from experts, people who come from across the country to talk about problems and issues, where they draft the legislation, that all is compressed in about 48 hours. And the example I gave in my story was of the immigration bill in the Senate, where last week the senators were struggling to deal with these very complicated issues, but they couldn't keep enough people in the room to get it done because members had multiple committee meetings that they were supposed to attend. There was an important floor debate occurring about the federal budget. And so their attention is so split and divided that they're not getting the time they need to spend together to work through some of the more complicated problems facing the country.
Kathy Kiley of USA Today. Kathy, thank you.
And happy St. Patrick's Day.